This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Dan Matisa, director of Bradley University's upcoming production of Sense and Sensibility, as well as Susan Falk, who's playing Eleanor in the show. The show opens on April 25th at the Hartman Center. Welcome, Dan and Susan.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Now, this is based upon the novel by Jane Austen, which came out in 1807. So this has been around for many, 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 many years. So most people are familiar with the story. But I understand this is a new adaptation of that for the stage.
It is a very new adaptation. It's by a wonderful playwright named Kate Hamill. And she's sort of working her way through all of the Jane Austens. She's got a Sense and Sensibility out there, obviously. She's got a Pride and Prejudice that was off-Broadway last year. Mansfield Park premiered at Northlight up in Skokie just a couple of months ago. And she's doing Emma. She's doing Northanger Abbey. She's making her way through all of them. And they're wonderful adaptations because they're so new and so fresh and so theatrical. And I think the audience will really get to see a new, fresh take on, you know, what is normally, I think, seen as a great piece of literature, but maybe not, you know, maybe not viable for the stage because it is so long and so dense and there's so much that goes on and so many characters. Kate Hamill has woven a great magical theatrical production or adaptation that is really, really lends itself to the stage. So we've had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, obviously, whenever you take something like a novel and adapt it for the stage, usually that's a process of what you leave out and then what you choose to move to the forefront. So is this an adaptation that sort of deliberately moves some of the more, you know, dramatic beats and some of the more compelling character beats into the forefront and then kind of, you know, lets a lot of the B plot sit?
Yeah, very much so. And the way she's taken care of what Jane Austen does so beautifully, which is exposition and description and things like that, the way she's taken care of that is through a character device called the gossips. So we have a cast of 10 in the play. Susan plays Eleanor and another sophomore actress named Ashley Owens, who's wonderful, plays Marianne. Everyone else in the cast plays their own one, two, sometimes three or four characters, plus one of the gossips. And the gossips sort of come out and gossip with the audience about everything that's going on. So they'll come out right at the beginning and start gossiping and start giving us all of the in-between information that gets us from one dramatic scene or comedic scene to the next. It's a very, very funny and lively adaptation. It's full of humor, and the gossips provide a lot of that because they're constantly, you know, we've envisioned them sort of as these funny yet creepy vultures who sort of live and thrive off of the scandal and the ruin of the Dashwood family and others around them. And it's really, really fun.
So, Susan, let's talk about the Dashwood family. You play the role of Eleanor, who's kind of associated with the sense of the Sense and Sensibility title here. Talk about bringing that character to life.
Eleanor has definitely been tricky, for me at least. She is a character where everything that she feels, she stuffs inside of her so deep. And it's kind of one of those things where me and Dan have had a lot to play with regarding, like, what does she reveal in this moment? Like, how much does she reveal? Why does she reveal it? And it's been kind of one of those things where I, as an actress, I'm a very expressive person naturally. And so playing someone who is not as expressive and outwardly with her feelings is very difficult. And that's been a great challenge. And I'm very thankful for Dan for helping me along that journey.
And of course, for anyone who's familiar with the novel, the whole point is that those traits are very strongly contrasted with Marianne, who's maybe not the opposite personality, but it's the tension and the conflict and the contrast between those characters that drives a lot of the story.
Yes, Marianne definitely wears her heart on her sleeve, and she is what I would personally describe as dramatic. And she very much is a foil to Eleanor in the way that they both react to different situations and how they see different situations. And that is something that is played throughout the novel and the play.
Obviously, some of the themes of the novel touch on the status of women in the early 1800s, how their choices and their independence were constrained by the conventions of that time. And it seems to me that this is a really interesting time to kind of to dig into some of those issues and some of those themes when we are, again, debating the status and the choices that are available on the basis of gender. Is that something that your company has talked about in the rehearsal process? Is that something that's been a topic with this cast?
we have definitely, especially me and Ashley, my lovely Marianne, have talked about this kind of topic of how we as women in this time period have been like so confined to what we can and cannot do. And that's why Eleanor and Marianne are so like really good for each other, because Marianne, of course, takes getting your feelings out to an extreme and Eleanor takes putting your feelings in to an extreme. And that was kind of, in a way, what it was like to be women. We couldn't be either of those extremes without being judged. Hmm. And it's kind of, again, still a topic of discussion for today. Like, what are our roles as women today and what can we do or not do? And what does society tell us that we should and should not be?
Amidst all of the pressure and judgment that the loss of their patriarch brings to them, the play begins and the novel begins with the father, Henry Dashwood, dying, which means that the Dashwood women don't inherit the estate. They don't inherit the money. He basically dies and on his deathbed says to his son from a previous marriage, John Dashwood, who is also portrayed in the play, make sure you take care of them. Well, his wife doesn't want to do that, so he doesn't take care of them. And they're essentially homeless and destitute overnight. And so they have to find a place to live and a place to be, and they wind up living in a cottage with other distant relatives. And that's the struggle of living in that patriarchal society. And what I hope comes fully to the fore in this production is the value of one's sense of home, no matter where you are, you know, and that sense of sisterhood that Marianne and Eleanor have with each other provides that sense of home. You know, it's a little cliche to say home is where the heart is, but, you know, I believe it. It's something I really believe. And their heart is with each other.
So you mentioned home is where the heart is. And what people might not know about you is that you were a working actor in New York for 18 years, and then you had this change of heart and a shift in your livelihood. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I was trained as an actor, and I'm from New Jersey, and so just sort of went across the Hudson River over to New York and lived in Queens for a long time and was a working actor. Worked a lot in regional theater and a lot of Shakespeare and a lot of New York theater as well, but way off Broadway, things that I couldn't invite, say, my grandmother to, and things like that, and all sorts of interesting projects over the years and some directing, and then had a great opportunity through a colleague that was a grad school friend of mine and got to go to Elon University to teach, and then came home and said, you know, my wife said, how was it? And I said, well, this is what I need to do now. Let's explore this. And she said, great, because she wasn't the biggest fan of New York. She liked it, but it was time to, you know, after that long there, it was time to move on. And then I was in Kansas for 2 years at a wonderful university called Emporia State, and now here at Bradley for 2 years. And it's wonderful here. We have such a supportive theater arts department here, and we are very good, and knock on wood, this is very rare, we're very good at working together. And we come to the, you know, our faculty meetings are not about, you know, there's never any sniping or anything like that. We're always, you know, working for the best interests of the students, of the department, of the productions, of the curriculum, of Bradley. And we are very fortunate to have, you know, not only each other, but the great students like Susan that we have who are passionate about theater and passionate about making art. I often like to say to the students, you know, we're in the empathy business, and boy, do we need that more than ever.
You know, as we've touched on, this is a story that's just a little over 200 years old, and yet we still read the book. We still find adaptations of the play to stage and perform. So what do you think is the enduring appeal of this particular story and these particular characters?
Well, I think that something that really has like stood the test of time and is a constant theme throughout the play and the novel is just like the idea of family and how important family really, really is. Another thing that really has stood the test of time is the device that Kate Hamill uses, the gossips, and how we are constantly subjected to gossip and scandal, and everyone just wants to know what's the latest thing, who did what and what happened and all that kind of thing. And I think that aspect has also stood the test of time. Kate Hamill, when she came to Bradley, often said that gossip is just a natural human instinct. It's just what we do. And I think that part of the book that she really brought to life really has made this show so relatable and really stood the test of time.
Yeah, I can see doing a version of this play and leaning even more heavily into the theatricality of it, where the gossips are all on Twitter or on Facebook or something like that. You know, if I were to direct it again, maybe we go that route with it, where they're constantly sharing, you know, the scandal on social media. And, you know, we're living in that time, as Susan said. So it's very relevant. And Jane Austen's always relevant. She's never not been relevant, because there's always been, you know, this struggle against the patriarchy and the struggle for women in a society that is, you know, often works in very nefarious ways to sort of to keep them down. And I think that, you know, the theme of home and sisterhood and love comes through in this production because of not only what Kate Hamill has crafted and not only what we've tried to do, but because of the relationship that Susan and Ashley have established with each other over the course of the rehearsal process. You know, I don't mean to sort of, you know, get in your head or anything, but I think you guys have grown closer throughout this process, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as actors, there's a magical thing that happens throughout a rehearsal process where the bond of trust between actors becomes so deep that, you know, you're almost like sisters in a way, or brothers. You're all on the same team. And it has been joyous to me to see that develop, not only with the two of them, but with the whole cast of this idea of a true ensemble where they are all working together to tell this story. Susan mentioned that we had our playwright here. We had the great value of having the playwright come to Bradley to be our Ibin lecturer this semester. And boy, what a treat that was. She was so inspirational and so fierce. And the students, especially our female students, were so inspired by her. And it was just great to have her here. You know, she's one of the busiest playwrights in the country. She's about to go into rehearsals. Oh, she's got a Little Women that she's going into rehearsals for this week. She's wrote it and is acting in it. And she took time out of her busy schedule to come to Bradley and to meet with and talk with our students. And what a treat that was.
We've been talking about Bradley University's upcoming production of Sense and Sensibility with Dan Matisa and Susan Falk. The production opens next Thursday, April 25th. Performances continue through Sunday, May 5th. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And tonight, the Peoria Art Guild will be offering classes as part of their Teen Paint Night. Classes will happen at 6 p.m., and this takes place at the Peoria Art Guild, which is located right on the roundabout at 203 Harrison Street in Peoria. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking to local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.